This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Mumbai today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will attend the commissioning ceremony of three naval warships, namely INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagashir. The ceremony will be held at Naval Dockyard at 10:30 a.m. According to an official statement, the commissioning of these three naval combatants will mark a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense manufacturing and maritime security. In the second half of the day, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple at Khargar in Navi Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the establishment of National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion, and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu yesterday, Mr. Singh said, POK's land is being used for terrorism as training camps for terrorists are being run from there and launch pads have been built in the areas adjacent to the border. The defense minister said Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK. Mr. Singh praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing their role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. Union Commerce Minister and senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal has said that the good governance for the past 10 years has been based on 10 foundational principles. Delivering the keynote address at an event in Chennai, he said that the government-led Prime Minister Narendra Modi functions under a decisive leadership, root cause analysis, outcome-oriented action, rule of law and transparency, time-bound execution, prioritization of issues, accountability and monitoring, adoption of technology, innovative financing and partnership with all stakeholders. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology hosted an industrial meet to accelerate innovation in rechargeable battery technology yesterday. Addressing the event, Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, S. Krishnan, said that the meet marks a significant step forward for the technology developed, emphasizing industry-oriented research and collaboration. The event highlighted the progress made by the Center in Indigenous Manufacturing Technology for lithium-ion, sodium-ion and lithium polymer. Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted the government's approach to the Digital Personal Data Protection Framework. He said that the primary objective of the government is to let the law and rules evolve. Chairing a consultation meeting of government officials and industry on the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 yesterday, the minister emphasized the need to consider the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 and the draft rules 2025 in conjunction. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. Punjab, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. In the Kho Kho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team ended day two on a high note with remarkable victories. The Indian men's team defeated Brazil with a score of 64-34 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi, while the Indian women's team began their campaign with a massive win against South Korea, finishing at 175-18 on the same venue yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.